My luck runs out while he's still about 3 meters above me, 10 meters above Ramona. He slows his corkscrew, peering into the shadowy cleft, and I see a change in his posture. Shit. Everything happens in nightmarish slow-mo. I've got my feet braced against the pillar, and I let go like a spring, kicking straight up towards him, knife first. Something sizzles past my shoulder, drawing a hot line across my chest. Then I ram him with my shoulder. He's already tumbling out of the way of my knife, and I try and bring it back round towards him. I can't breathe. I'm out of range of Ramona's gills, and in a bleak flash of clarity, I realize I'm going to die here. The pressure in my chest eases as he takes a swing at me with a knife I sense rather than see, but I'm inside his reach, and I grab his forearm, and we go tumbling. He's strong, but I'm desperate and disoriented, and I somehow manage to get my other arm around his neck, and something snags my knife. I yank on it as hard as I can, as he tenses his knife arm. We're arm wrestling at this point, and something gives way. He thrashes spasmodically and lets go, kicks towards the surface, and there's a silvery stream of bubbles rising above him that's much too big and bright to be normal. Ramona's right below me.
"Let's go,"
she gasps, tugging at my ankle.
"Deeper." "But I know what you just did. Come on, before they do it right back to us. Nobody in their right mind dives alone."
She lets go for a moment, kicks out, and moves her grip to my arm.
"Let's move it."
She rolls us round and pulls me away from the pillar, back up towards the murky gloom beneath the defense platform. I feel her fear and let it pull me along behind her, but my mind's not home. I'm not feeling queasy exactly, but I've got a lot to think about.
"We've got to get back to the tunnel,"
she says urgently.
"The tunnel? Why?" "They'll have searched it first, and most divers don't like confined spaces, caves. I figure they'll concentrate on the open waters outside the reef, now they've got the sighting. We just wait them out."
"In the tunnel?" "What are we doing here?" I shake my head. "What's it all for?" I keep rerunning the video stream captured in my mind's eye, the silvery parabola of bubbles rising above the drowning diver.
"We're missing something important,"
Ramona muses darkly.
"How did they find us?" "Not sure. They've opened a channel to let them bring their minions in, but the core defensive wards are still working. You're cleaner than—"
She blinks at me.
"Oh, that's how."
The ceiling is right above our heads now, the dome set into it framing the deeper blackness of the tunnel.
"What is it?" "I was wrong about them planting a tracker on you. They don't need to bug you,"
she says tersely.
"They can find you anywhere. All they have to do is zero in on the Eigen plot. Except here, right where you're shielded by the defense platform's wards, even if they have hacked a tunnel right through them to let their associates in." "What is this Eigen plot you keep talking about?"
I ask. I'm dangerously close to whining. I really hate it when everyone else around me seems to know more about what's going on than I do.
"The gash Billington's running. It's the occult equivalent of a stateful firewall. It keeps out intruders unless they run through the approach states in a permitted sequence. The sequence is determined by the laws of similarity and contagion, drawing on a particularly powerful source archetype. When you run through them, that's called walking the Eigen plot, and you're doing it real well so far. Only a few people can do it at all. You can, but I can't, for example. And there's an added catch. You can't do it if you know what the requirements are beforehand. It doesn't permit recursive attacks. That's why you're just going to have to be brave and—"
She trails off.
"Shit. Forget I said that bit. I mean, forget it. You'll just have to see for yourself."
She centers herself under the pitch-black rectangle of the tunnel mouth.
"Come on. But you said, if we're outside the tunnel, we're not shielded. You want to learn how to breathe with a harpoon through you?"
"No way." I swim closer to her until we're both right under the mouth. "I nearly drowned last time we went through here."
"The effect's attenuated only a couple of meters in. Closer. Hug me. Not like that, like this."
She wraps her arms and legs around me.
"Think you can swim? Straight up until you don't feel like you're drowning? Like I'm going to say no?
I look into her eyes from so close that we're almost touching noses.
Okay, just this once. For you.
Then I kick off straight up into the black heart of the drowning zone.